Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger. And my mom just burped.
You did not.
I didn't hear it. I started it too late.
Okay,
she thinks that
That was a powerful shake this morning.
I'm pushing her microphone closer to her. So, let's pray and hope and wish and dream that our mics don't do the annoying sound today.
Let's.
I think that's just the theme of our show. Mom is trying to fix the chair now. We've started without being ready because I think it's funny to make you start when you're not ready.
Woo! There I go.
She went down, ladies and gentlemen. Happy National Apple Pie Day, Mom.
Dad's favorite day.
You know what?
What? Actually, he likes apple crumble pie.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
I don't like apple pie.
No.
I like apple crumble pie when it has like the brown sugar chunk crumbles on
crumbly
top.
Things. I like any pie like that's good. Oh.
Yes, like a cobbler. It's like a cobbler, really, isn't it?
Well, yeah, sort of.
Crumble is better than
crumble.
A pie.
Crumble's better than a cobbler. Cobbler has
what's
the
a
thick,
cobbler?
I think a cobbler. Listen to us, still not knowing our facts. A cobbler
what's
is
a fact.
Is a thing that has that the dough inside that's kind of clumpy sometimes.
What
we,
are you talking about?
We want
about?
The crumbles with the crispy,
I want
crumbly,
a crumble.
Sugary goodness on top.
So a peach crumble.
That would
a berry
good.
Crumble.
Mm-hmm. Colleen's crumble.
Colleen's crumble. Oh,
to
that
die
is
for.
So... You literally die from a heart attack after
to
having
die
it.
For. It is so good.
It is delicious. So apple pie is like a staple for America.
I don't like apple pie.
It's not that great. Whoever made the apple crumble is a better person than whoever created the apple pie. Just saying.
Not a better person. Not a better person. They just appeal to our palate.
Sure.
Not
I feel like everyone
crumble.
Agrees with this, though. I feel like there's not a person who would turn down a crumble.
Oh, so good.
Who would choose a pie over a crumble.
True.
It's just better.
True.
It's just because it's more sugar, I think.
Although.
What?
Strawberry pie with that. Strawberry glaze. Oh, that is
okay.
also so good.
But it was strawberry pie can't Bob's be made into a crumble.
Boy.
I don't think
no.
the strawberry.
No,
see,
no,
that's
no,
the
no.
thing. If it can be made into a crumble, it's better.
What I'm saying is I would take the strawberry pie. Over the crumble. No, you know, I'm rethinking my thoughts.
What's
now,
a strawberry pie?
Strawberry pie. You know the pie. You see the strawberry, and they usually put a little dollop of whipped cream on top. But I don't like whipped cream. But
it's like more like a cake.
It has that glaze. Oh, no. It's a pie crust. And they make this delicious
yeah, but it's there's
glaze.
No pie crust on top, right?
No.
See, that's the thing. Pies are great if there's no pie crust on top.
Ah.
I think that's where we're getting here.
Okay.
I'm glad we've talked for 3 minutes about pies.
Hey, now everybody's going to... want to go out and get a pie.
No.
They're better made
fresh. They're
going
to go want to get a crumble. speaking of holidays, yesterday was Mother's Day here in the U.S. Happy late Mother's Day, Mother, even though I said it on the day, too.
You did. Happy Mother's Day, Rachel, to Blaze.
Thank you. Why to my dog? Not to
no,
me.
Because of Blaze.
Oh, okay.
Your mommy, because of Blaze.
I always feel bad because I'm like, I didn't do the same amount of work as a mom did, but people still wish me a mother Happy Mother's Day because I'm a mom,
oh, honey,
a dog mom.
You've put in the work. I've seen you.
Goodness. It's weird, but I don't want to take away from the actual mothers, but I do appreciate you know, the people
you're a fantastic
that I've
doggy
kept a living being alive.
Doggy mommy. There
I'm
we
a
go.
Doggy mommy. What'd you do for Mother's Day?
Oh, I played with Flynn.
You were a grandmother.
Yeah, but I got to see two of my three kids, but I saw three. No, two of my four kids. God, it's morning, people.
Mom, how many kids do you have?
Four.
I don't know which one you left out, but okay.
And then I saw three the day before Mother's Day.
Okay.
Then I got to spend time with the other one last week, so it was great.
I know we're not sponsored by them today.
Oh, wait. Okay. I get to tell everyone.
Okay. This one's not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Go for it.
Rachel got me the most amazing bras, and I'm wearing
them. Why did you whisper
right now
the word bra?
Because you don't talk about things like this. But I tell you, my bosoms have never felt so nice.
I got her the Lively bras.
They're wonderful.
I bought them. They're not the ones I got for free for the deal we had.
And,
was it last week?
And yeah. Pants that have air conditioning and a pocket in them.
They don't have air conditioning. My mom calls workout pants that have the mesh on the side air conditioned pants.
It's amazing. It's a whoosh. When you're the hottest, it just goes right through.
So I got her air-conditioned pants with pockets and the Lively bras.
I have to carry my phone.
And I picked you roses from my own rose garden.
They're so beautiful. And she, yeah.
I also stole my father for Mother's Day.
Yes.
I took my dad and made him help me in my backyard.
Thank you.
So you were dadless for a couple
long
of hours.
I was.
So yeah, and I just like, I tweeted Happy Mommy Day. But I forgot to like post a picture, a cute picture of us. But like, just everyone else posted pictures. It's fine. I just don't care.
It's all good.
I was like, there's too many moms in my life now. All right. Let's move on to things. Oh, just an update. We only have a couple chicken pins left.
Get those chicken pins.
The Blazes sold out. We have no more Blaze
pins.
I only have one. They were supposed to send me some. And
I only have the one I bought.
So I only have one Blaze pin and one chicken pin.
Same.
I think I'm going to have to buy. You know what? Never mind. I'm going to go buy the chicken pins.
Well, you know, people should buy those chicken pins because I have some great chicken facts. And maybe if I tell them their chicken facts, they'll run right out and get those pins.
I burped. Tell them the chicken facts.
Some people like to get chickens because they go, ooh, chicken manure. I have a garden. That would be great. Oh, contraire.
People say that?
Yeah.
I thought that's how you get a bunny.
It's good. Chicken fertilizer makes a bunny?
No. What? My God. I thought bunnies were good fertilizers.
Okay. Chicken is amazing fertilizer, but you have to let it set for 6 to 9 months.
Ew.
What is it called? My brain.
I don't know. Probably some science chemical.
The nitrogen in it is too strong and it'll burn your plants. So you have to let it set. So you're set. If you have a compost pile, that's fine. It can set.
Huh?
Okay, we had some technical difficulties, but we're back. I promise to buy
a new soundboard
this week. Sorry, guys. Mom, can you talk for me real quick?
I would be happy to talk.
Okay, just making sure we were using their correct mics. All right, what were we talking about? I don't even freaking remember.
NASA.
Oh, go with your NASA facts.
NASA is testing a jet fuel that made from chicken fat. It's called a hydro-treated renewable jet fuel. The United States military has a goal of eventually flying aircraft using 50% biofuel.
Really glad we finally learned that fact. Took us about 10 minutes.
Now go get those chicken pins.
All right. So, what happened? Oh, so last time we met, last time we recorded, the Shorty Awards hadn't happened yet. But the Shorty Awards happened on last Sunday. So technically we shouldn't be talking about them, but I just wanted to talk about them because we went. I went. So they happened. They wouldn't let me walk the red carpet.
Rude.
I was nominated. I flew out there.
Yeah.
And I went and I was ready to walk
and
the
you
red
looked
carpet.
Hot.
Thank you. I was ready to walk and they were like, I walked up to the red carpet. And I said, I think I'm supposed to walk this. And they said, what's your name? And I said, Rach Ballinger. I'm nominated. And they went, and she looked at this thing and then she looked at the lady behind her and she was, if it's not there, then it's not there. Then she was like, sorry, you have to use the guest entrance. And I was like,
so rude.
I'm nominated though. And she goes, guest entrance. So I was like,
wow,
whatever. And it went, I have to say the Shorty Awards are the weirdest things in the entire world. They had the weirdest categories, the weirdest nominees, the weirdest winners. I mean, no harm to those who won. Like Instagrammer and YouTuber, all the, like the normal things where you're like, yes, it's the internet. But like, they had some weird things that like Marriott won. And like,
for what?
I don't even remember but it was so weird. All of us in the audience were like,
what?
Like,
it was, get them ads.
I don't know how. Yeah, that's what it was. Like half the categories were like clearly sponsorships.
Mm.
And I don't know how people got. I don't know how I got nominated.
Mm-hmm.
The other people at my table were also like, we don't know how we got nominated because it just seemed everything so weird. But I felt really bad. The other two people at my table, it was a beauty guru and a Twitch streamer, Classy Katie, and they flew themselves. They transported themselves to New York, got their own hotels, were just excited to see their name on the screen.
Yeah,
because they were like excited to be nominated, and because their winners didn't show up, they didn't even show the nominees.
No!
They were just like, there was this one like random, like, I guess it was like a commercial break, but they're like, and here are the video acceptance. Some winners couldn't be here today, so they sent in a video for their acceptance. And like the little cleaning lady, the organization lady.
Yes, I love her.
Yeah.
Marie Kondo.
Yeah, that's her name. Something. She was the only person that sent in a video. And then it was just a bunch of pictures because no one else sent in anything.
Wow.
And it was just like, best streamer, this person. Best this person, and all the nominees that like brought themselves there, and they knew they weren't going to win, but they were just excited to
be a part of it.
Weren't even mentioned because every other category was like, and the nominees are blah 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 blah, and the winner is, but they were just like, here's the winners.
Wow.
And I was just like, what a terrible experience for those people.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just like, the whole thing was really weird. I knew I wasn't going to win. It wasn't a shocker.
Yeah. Well, I thought you should have won, but...
No, I didn't care, but it was just like, it was so weird. The whole thing was weird.
Yeah.
I've never been a huge award show human.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, it just kind of, who knows who wins.
But I like what you did.
What did I do?
You took your friend and you just had fun,
why I went. I was like, if I didn't take Rachel Wintling, I don't think I would have gone. Because it was just an excuse to have a fun weekend with my college friend, but... The whole thing was weird. It was weird. And I think Mamrie and Grace did a speech. They got a web series of the year for their web series that got canceled. And they were very well aware. I love those two because they're very self-aware.
Yeah.
But they were cracking jokes. I'm like, this is an acid trip. It's all not, this whole award show is an acid trip.
Is that what they said?
Yes. That's what they said. So I just wanted to say, hey, that happened. It was weird. I'm glad I went. I don't regret going.
And thanks to everyone who voted for you.
Obviously. Thank you for that. Thank you. I voted for myself too. Your guys' support is obviously overwhelming and I love it. It was just weird. It was another strange
experience for life.
Yes. There were just the categories, the nominees. There were so many people. I was like, I don't know. Like my friend Rachel Wintling doesn't know the internet at all. Yeah. She's lived off the grid for a very long time. And she was learning the rituals. I don't know most of these things. And I leaned over. I said, same. Like, I know YouTubers. I know the names. I usually know the names of people that are influencers somewhere on the internet. And I had no idea. Like,
who some of them were.
Well, not even that. It was like... It's not even that, because like just sometimes I don't know who people are. I'm like, oh, whatever, it's a human being. But they were like nominating and winning people that weren't human beings. That
were that's weird. True. Marriott.
Marriott. Like that just kept, Marriott kept coming up. I'm like, what? I know Marriott is
a hotel.
It's a hotel. How's a hotel winning the internet? I'm so confused. So anyway, that was fun. I got to see Kevin Love, who's a basketball player, and Terry Crews was there. Is that his name?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Let's move on to a different topic.
Okay.
The whole thing was weird, but I'm still trying to figure out how like nominations happened.
Yeah.
Like who decided all this? Like I still just don't know how I got nominated. Because a lot of times with a award show, it's like your PR person.
Yeah.
Your publicist
gets
your name in there. I don't have one of those, which is why I didn't walk the red carpet.
Ah.
So, you know, things happen. And then the Met Gala also happened in New York on Monday.
Yes.
I don't get fashion.
Well, it's supposed to be campy, so you're not supposed to get it. But if you don't get it, then you're not
in the know. It just was cool. Everyone looked great.
Creative.
But the internet made some funny memes from it.
Oh, they did.
The internet's always, that's, you know, I just, cool. Everyone looked really great. That's all. It also doesn't have to do with the internet. That's all. What does have to do with the internet is Snapchat. I don't.
Oh, Snapchat. It just never dies, does it?
They did something that is people are talking about. The only thing Snapchat has had over anybody else in the internet is their filters. Their filters have always been the best.
Yes.
But people take a picture with the Snapchat filters and then, post it to different social media. Yes.
I don't know how to do that yet.
If you want, I'll teach you. Snapchat made up a new filter where it turns girls into guys and guys into girls.
Mm-hmm.
So you swipe to, they're both there. So you can turn yourself as a girl into a different girl, I guess.
What's it do? Just give you a different haircut or something?
It just changes your whole face structure.
Oh.
I'll show you afterwards.
Okay.
But Twitter is really upset because it's making guys look really beautiful. But then the girls to guy one is busted. All of us girls do not look like handsome men. We just look like this scruffy, like, I don't even know. It's just not good. And then, but all these guys, and it's just stressing me out. Because at first, someone posted a picture of it. It was a girl. It was the picture of a girl. And someone mentioned how, like, these Snapchat filters are getting out of hand. And I was like, what are they talking about? She looks fine. She looks normal. And I didn't get that it was a guy.
Oh.
And it took me a while. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I went to go do it myself. And, of course, I look like a busted man. I look so weird. And I was like, how? And I was watching videos of people. And I was like, how are these guys getting their faces so perfectly in the thing? Like, I didn't understand it. It was stressing me out.
Oh, man.
You can't trust the internet.
You just can't.
You can't trust the internet. But what you can trust is that Jana is still going strong. Tana and Jake's fake relationship, which I'm pretty sure will turn very real soon just because of how much time they're spending together. But Jake has given Tana access to her Twitter account so she can run his Twitter.
Oh, my.
It's the whole thing. I'm entertained by the whole thing still. They announced they're doing a family channel, which is fake, obviously. But
yeah,
they're doing it with Mini Jake Paul and the other girl. I don't know. There's so many people, it's hard to keep up, but they seem to still be having fun. There was a scandal that broke out Monday with Jake Paul, but like got swept under the rug. He threw a party, and then there was a thing being like, the girls, there was some Facebook mom page posted that like her daughter got drugged at the party. And apparently there's this thing where it was like all these underage teenage girls got drugged at the party. And their drinks got spiked. And like they were admitted to the hospital. And there was a fire department posted on her Insta story about it. But then the fire department's Instagram got deleted. And then there was like police were like, yeah, something blah, blah, blah. But they couldn't like give any details. And then the whole thing just like disappeared. The whole mm-hmm. story disappeared. I was expecting something to like break. I know Jake Paul wasn't drugging people.
No.
But someone at his party was. But the girls, when they entered, had to sign a non-disclosure agreement so they wouldn't talk about what happened at the party, mm-hmm. outside the party. The whole thing, I was just like expecting it. Like,
but if a crime is committed,
no,
if the a crime NDR is, thingy goes out the window.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
That's what an NDR is for.
Oh. But if it's something
that's what bad. They're for. Mm. I know. But the whole thing just seemed really peculiar. Nothing ever seemed right about it. It mm-hmm. all seemed just a little off since mm. the beginning. And I was expecting something bigger to break, but nothing ever did. I think Jake Paul has a very good PR team behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he wasn't the one drugging people.
Right. Right.
But I just was so confused as I never saw anything else from it.
I didn't either.
But him and Tana seem to be going strong.
Yeah.
And maybe it might turn real soon.
Wait and see.
I'm hoping that she's on birth control.
Oh,
and if she's not, maybe she could get some help from our sponsor today. That's the second week in a row I've used Tana as a segue into our sponsor. Our sponsor is Hers. We've talked about them before. They are an online birth control company where women, we get our birth control.
Yep.
You have to get our birth control. But going to the gynecologist, doing the checkup, going to your doctor, doing the whole thing, it takes a lot of time of your day. Hers is making it convenient because you can do it all online. You don't have to go into the doctor. You can do basically a doctor visit online. Mm-hmm. You talk to a doctor. You tell them your history. You get it. And then if they say you're a good fit, you can get birth control just delivered straight to your door. And For Hers is putting purchasing power back in your hands, bundling all the costs of your birth control into one low price of $30 without having insurance. So nice. You don't even need insurance. It's only $30. And you get your birth control delivered right to your door with Perfect. Doctor approval. And you don't have to go in. You don't have to take time out of your day. We're busy women. Yes. We are successful, yes. busy
women.
Women. Why do we have to take time out of our day? We don't anymore. This is a company powered by women for women. They're For Hers. Sorry, I get very, just, sometimes I randomly get very just heated about something, but everyone's body's different. So For Hers has 10 different well-known birth control options. We got options because we're women and we should have options.
We're all different.
So whether you're already taking birth control or have no idea where to start, For Hers will connect you to a doctor online who can help you determine the option that will work best for you. So you can start it now. It is 18 or older,
mm-hmm.
just so you know, and it is all doctor approval. So you have to, you might, not everyone is approved. You gotta talk to the doctor first.
Right.
We gotta figure out what's going on with your body first. Well, not we, the doctor.
Yeah.
I ain't part of this. So if you order now, my listeners are getting their first month of birth control for only $5 right now while supplies last.
Woo!
Again, doctor approval. So go to forhers.com/Rachel. That is FORHERS.com/Rachel for $5 for your just first month of birth control.
Amazing.
That's really smart. Restrictions apply, so see your website for full details and safety information. But ladies, get your bodies protected. All right, let's move on to other things in the news today, Mother.
Here's some news.
What?
Rachel, my hand is in my pocket.
Oh my God,
of my stretchy pants.
Mom, that's not news.
That's to me.
You have a pocket.
But in stretchy pants.
I know.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to talk about this. There's
okay.
a YouTuber
mm-hmm.
who got tired of the photoshopping on Instagram.
Okay.
His name is H3H3. I don't know his real name. I don't really care. But he was like looking at Instagram photos and realizing like all of these are photoshopped.
Mm-hmm.
They're all photoshopped.
Mine aren't.
Mine aren't either. I stopped doing that a long time ago. I wouldn't even know how. I was Facetune.
It is
and
what
then
it
I,
is.
I stopped Facetuning because I was like, "This, I am what you get."
Yeah.
There's no, I'm not going to try
and
cheat.
You're also flawless.
You.
So.
I might do a certain angle.
A certain angle?
I might know my angles,
oh.
but it's still me.
It's still you.
It's just from my best angle.
Gotcha.
But anyway, this dude was looking through and he got like upset that there were so many, like that he was like, I know these people don't look like this. So he made a video where he took someone's photo that they posted, like a Tana photo,
mm-hmm.
and then found photos that were fan photos or just in the backgrounds of videos from the same day in the same outfit, but she did not look the same as she did in her photos.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically comparing the Instagram photos to real life photos of a bunch mm-hmm. of girls on Instagram, being like, this isn't what they actually look like. They're giving a false perception of who they are, and they're making girls think that this is what they're supposed to look like when really these people don't even look like this. Okay.
But doesn't everyone already know that?
No.
Oh. You always try to look best for your photos.
I know.
Well, I don't anymore.
So
but.
The concept of the video, I was like, I kind of agreed with. Like, yeah, like.
So what does he want? Them to throw some reality in there once in a while?
Well, no, he wants them to stop faking who they are is basically what he came down to. Mm-hmm. But I was like, okay, whatever. You can make that your whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But in it, he was calling, like, he called Tana a Twinkie. Like her body looked like a fat Twinkie.
Rude.
And he was calling girls manatees in their everyday photos.
How rude.
And I'm like, that's the reason girls
yeah.
Photoshop. And that's the reason we have such body issues is because people like you
are tearing us
are
apart.
are tearing girls apart. And he was like, look at my body. I'm gross. I'm fat. I'm like, you're a dude. Society has made it so like girls think we have to have these perfect bodies and dudes like, yeah, there is some, of course, in any body, any person, there's going to be some hate towards. But Philip DeFranco was on his side, which kind of annoyed me. I love Philip DeFranco's and I usually agree, but I don't always agree with him. And mm-hmm. I didn't really agree with him on this one where he was like, I thought he was funny and it was just a joke, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, calling someone a manatee.
It's not.
Yeah, it's a joke to him, but that's the damage that.
Yes.
But Trisha went off on the dude. But then people hate Trish. So people also went off on Trish. I'm like, well, you support. She was like, how dare you fat shame and blah, blah, blah. Which I agree with. How dare you fat shame? But then people were like, Trish, you promote like unhealthy body supplements and like weight loss pills, which is also bad. So you're also putting out a bad image of body, blah, blah, blah. Everyone just needs to shut up. I'm sorry. Stop calling people manatees. I think
don't
stop
call names.
Stop calling people names. Stop giving people. I do think it's wrong to give people a false perception of reality. But if
throw a real one in there every once in a while,
throw a real one in there. I like people like who do that show like angles matter. Like not angles matter, but like yeah. angles are like they're like this is my photo. This yes. is my photo sequence like, when I'm not sucking in. So they're not photoshopping, but they are doing their best angles.
Yeah,
and that's that. Like know your angles. I yeah. always say that know your angles. That's fine. But when people do Photoshop like crazy, I also don't support weight loss pills. Way long ago, like I want to say 5 years ago, I did do a promotion for Fit Tea. And now I hate that I did that because it's like a weight loss tea or whatever that turned out it's actually pretty bad for you. Mm. So I hate that I did that, but I did do that. But like now, the weight loss stuff pisses me off. Be healthy. Be active. Be healthy. That's all I...
Yeah,
that's the key. Everyone's like, what's the key? That. Yeah. It's not a secret pill. It's not a secret tea. It's not freezing your fat. It's
yeah, but we still want all those french fries. That's why everyone comes up with stuff.
That's why.
All the stuff you really want.
But honestly, just be happy, be healthy, be active. Yep. And who cares what the scale says? Who cares what your pictures look like? I mean, know your angles.
Yeah.
But like... the reason we're photoshopping like crazy is because people are so
insecure
because people call people manatees and yeah. giant Twinkies and fat shame. And it's terrible. Like the whole thing is just, I don't know.
If you can't say something nice.
Yes.
Don't say anything at all.
But I was mad at the guy's video. I like the concept of just like be real, mm-hmm. but I hated his name calling. And then I hated that Philip DeFranco was like, it's a joke. And I'm like, that
to you, not to the person yes. you just called a manatee.
Exactly. Yeah. Like she's not going to show those real photos because you just called her real yeah. photos a manatee. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But Philip DeFranco also said, he's like, I am a dude. He's like, I'm chub. He's like, I'm doughy. He called himself that. I'm not calling him that. He called himself that. And he was like, and he's like, I get no comments on my body, but my wife, who I think is like a supermodel, she is gorgeous. And he's like, there are people dedicated to shaming her body on Instagram whenever she posts a photo. So I'm like, it is different for girls and guys because society has set it up like that. Mm-hmm. And like women feel have to be perfect. And that's why we Photoshop. And when it's not, we get called manatees, but you're telling us to not Photoshop, but you're also calling us a manatee. When we like the whole thing is just really stressed me out, man. Really stressed me out. So we need to stop name calling.
Please.
Please. It's okay to know your angles, but don't Photoshop like crazy because you can if you want. I mean, it's your Instagram, but just then you're giving yourself, I don't know. I just feel like it is detrimental to yourself when you Photoshop because then you're looking at all your flaws and you shouldn't focus on your flaws. I don't know. I think everyone's beautiful. It doesn't matter what you weigh. It doesn't matter what the scale says. Be active, be healthy. That's all I have to say.
Be active, be healthy. Be kind.
Be nice. Stop bullying.
Stop it.
Stop bullying.
I hate bullying.
I do too. I am all about the mental health. Last thing on the news today.
Mm-hmm.
This is a short podcast.
It's short.
I didn't even ask for questions this week.
It's a Monday morning.
But I told my mom she could have Sunday off because we usually record on Sundays.
And what did I do?
She
watched Game of Thrones.
I am 2 episodes behind. I haven't watched the last 2 weeks.
I will not tell you a thing.
I mean, I already know what's happened because of the internet. And I'm not mad. I have hair in my mouth. I don't get mad at spoilers. It's my fault for looking on the internet.
Yeah.
Nah, like I don't.
But do you go look for it or it just shows
no,
up?
No, it just shows up.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like it's on the news on the like, Twitter thing.
The feeds, yeah. The feeds.
Like it's on everything. Like I can't avoid it and news I know that.
For today.
It's my fault for not watching it on time. So what was I talking about?
I don't know.
Where am I? It's Monday morning. That's why we're recording Monday morning.
You didn't have questions. It's a short podcast. That's what you're talking about.
Oh, there we go. There it is. The last news I have today, though. Oh, but then we'll play a game.
Okay.
But is JoJo starts her tour this Saturday.
Yeah,
her
JoJo.
First show is Phoenix, Arizona. Then she goes to LA. And then she goes all over North America. I'm very proud. I went and sat through. I said this on my Insta story, but I went and sat through one of her run-throughs without props, without costumes. It was just like in a dance studio. They did a full run-through with audio and dancing. It was amazing. The whole she sings the whole thing live. She was like, I don't want people to go and hear me lip singing, like just hear the tracks you can just download on iTunes. Like they came to see me sing live. So she's singing the whole thing live.
Nice.
She rocks it. She has the same amount of energy from song one as the final song. Like, because she came out strong in the first number, and I was like, oh, that was great.
Pace yourself, girl.
I kept thinking, like, this is a marathon, not a sprint. That girl sprinted through the entire marathon. Like, it was insane. Her dancers, I love all her dancers. They're so energetic and happy. Like, the whole thing is so much fun. And I didn't even see it with the props and the costumes. I can't, and the background and like the whole setup. I didn't even see all that. Like, I can't imagine how much bigger it's going to get. But like, the whole thing is so much fun, but it's not, it's not like the Wiggles Barney kind of like kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, it's fun. I think anyone of any age can go. If you go being like, this is going to be fun, it's fun.
Right. That's
like,
great.
I bobbed my head. I was like singing along. I was tapping my foot the whole time. I was smiling. It's the dancing's fun. Her singing's fun. Like, she dances in it. She sings in it. The arrangements are great. Like, it's going to be a great production. It is a great production.
Oh, I can't wait.
But like, I think it's good. I just thought it was really good. I was proud of her. All right, Mom, let's play the game on your phone. What's it called?
Okay. It's called, now you're asking me something. Off Limits.
Off Limits. We haven't played this in a while. It's the game where you try to get someone to say something without saying certain words.
Okay.
All right.
But we have to choose a category of anything: general, space, animal, foods, school, Hollywood, travel.
Let's go school. Technology. We haven't done that.
School. Okay.
All right. So you're trying to get me to say a word. Do you want to whisper it to them first?
Ad.
That's not the word. She's getting an ad. No, I want them to try and guess along with
okay.
me. Okay.
Oh. General? Minor?
Bachelor's degree? What? General ed?
Am I allowed to say more than one word?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're trying to get me to say a word without saying the other words in front of you.
You don't get a minor, but you got a...
Master? A bachelor? A sergeant? General?
No.
Lieutenant? What are you... Are you saluting? What is happening? You can say more. Just keep talking.
Like in an... I don't know what... Now the word just looks weird.
A minor? You're minoring in a...
But yeah, but if you don't minor in it... What's
you major in?
There you go.
Oh God.
Okay. Now what do?
You go to the next one. What do you mean?
How do I slide?
Oh my God.
There we go.
We play this.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
A king is a blank of the country.
A king is the leader? A commander. Ugh. An owner. Ugh. Mom, you were really bad at that today.
Think at this.
Okay, my turn. I think it's an ad. It's 5 seconds. Do 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 do. Okay. Oh, you go to this after
prom,
high school,
college.
Okay,
university.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, how do you do it?
C.
Okay. At my high school, the lion was the
mascot.
Yep. Oh, it's in math, and it's... You won't know this.
Protractor.
Yeah, you do! You knew it! Oh, my God! Okay, we don't get this in Santa Barbara because...
Good cable.
No. It has to do with school, Mom.
Oh.
Because the white stuff doesn't fall from the sky.
Snow. Winter.
Yes. The first word you said...
We snow. Don't, yeah, fall. Snowflake.
Oh, my God. Mom, we don't get these blanks. We don't get blanks because it doesn't do that from the sky.
Storms.
Oh, my God.
She's mad at me. We don't get these snowstorms.
Yeah, okay.
Snow.
Okay.
Fall. Flake.
No. I'm done. I'm done with you. It was snow day.
Oh, I wasn't thinking school. Can we get off school? I haven't done school. Okay.
Okay, get off school.
All right. Here we go again, people. School.
Don't do school.
My clues couldn't. I couldn't even do the clues.
I know. Get off of school. Get to something else. Do all things.
All things. Oh, everything?
Yeah, let's do everything.
All right. Oh, dear goodness. I don't have a...
Did you have your iced tea yet today?
I did.
Okay.
And my protein shake.
Ew.
Not now. Okay. Oh! old time on TV.
Westerns. Black and white.
In outer space. They were a family. Dad draws.
Is it a cartoon of an alien family? I don't know their name. I know what you're talking Jetsons. About. That's the Jetsons. I knew what it was. Okay. I didn't know the name.
I put everything in this when I go to the store.
A grocery bag, a purse. And it
carries my basket. Identification.
Wallet. Purse.
Yeah, wallet. I can't say all these words. The earth is...
Round, circular, globe, a sphere.
Yes! Okay. Oh. Poops sometimes...
Float.
Yes! Okay. Oh. Oh, you can't use any of these words.
Correct.
Died for us. He was...
Jesus Christ rose from the dead.
Crucified.
Oh, dang it.
I couldn't use all the good words.
All right. We have an ad that I can apparently exit out of. Oh, we did it.
Great. Protractor.
Okay. Oh, Colleen likes to throw blanks at this house.
Water balloons?
Oh, my God. When it's someone's...
Toilet paper!
No! It is a gathering.
Parties!
Yes.
Sorry.
Jessica loves to play these.
Games.
Okay, but
mind games.
No, but it's on a flat surface. Board games. Yes.
Okay.
You do this to beer. How you make it.
Brew it.
Yes. Oh, you go to church and pray. Sing this.
Worship.
I know, but
worship
this,
songs,
this,
hymns.
Yeah, but with that, it's, you can also read it. It's...
Oh, you read it?
No, it's
Psalms.
Oh, you're getting a phone call from New Hampshire.
I don't know who that is.
Can I deny it?
Yes.
Decline it? Great.
Ugh. Now you have to edit that out.
Okay, fine. I'm going on to this. When you're drunk, you have to have a blank driver.
Designated.
Yeah, we got it. Well, sure. Gospel, what I was trying to get you to say about church.
Gospel.
All right. Is that going to be it for today?
That's it.
Well,
that was rough.
That was rough. That's we were rough. Really not on our game today.
I need me some McDonald's or something.
What?
She's like, Mom,
be healthy. My goodness. All right. Well, that's it for today. It was a short one. I think it was about almost 40 minutes.
Oh, wait. On the back of my chicken facts, it says other things. The Daily Extra. What to shop? Oh, I thought it was for Mother's Day. Never mind.
What was it? What did it say?
I thought it said to shop for mother on Mother's Day. That's not what it says. It says what to shop for on sale in May. How did I get mother in that?
You're really obsessed with yourself.
Vacuum cleaners, mattresses. No, here it says gifts for mom. That's where I read things really fast.
Gifts for mom in May?
Mother's Day is May.
Oh, vacuums. What?
Vacuums. Athletic clothing.
Why are we shopping for these?
Because they're on sale
in May. Why are vacuums on sale in May?
I don't know.
Okay.
But that was just weird. Sorry, you can edit that out.
No, I'm going to keep it just because why not? All right. Well, that's going to be it for today.
Go get your chicken pens.
Go get your chicken pens, unless I go buy them all first because I have to buy them. They didn't ship me any, even though they said they would. Go to forhers.com/Rachel to get $5 for your first month of birth control if you are good for it.
And we'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.